Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Inmates who spend years behind bars often feel cut off from society. But at one jail on Cape Cod, a librarian is helping connect inmates to the world through books and bringing order to the bookshelves. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The inmates at Barnstable County Correctional Facility have a saying, do the time, don't let the time do you.
And what that means is, you know, I know we're in jail, but do positive things while we're in here as opposed to just sulking about why we're in here, making excuses of why we're in here. You just own it. You're in here.
John Sheehan is serving a sentence after allegedly stealing construction tools from a hotel he was squatting at. On a recent day, he sat in the jail library next to several staff members. The library is in a small carpeted room inside the jail, walls lined with oak bookshelves divided into genres: young adult, fantasy, nonfiction.
I gear towards fiction. Fiction really takes me away. You know, it's kind of a way of escaping. I probably shouldn't use that word in here, but you know what I mean. To escape, to take my mind away, I guess I could say.
Since the summer, Sheehan has come to know a local librarian named Brian Stokes. He's acting head of Falmouth Public Library, and early in his career, he worked at the library at Rikers Island Jail in New York City. After he was hired on the Cape, Stokes reached out to Barnstable County to help organize the jail's library. The facility hadn't had a librarian on staff since COVID, and you could tell by looking at the disorganized stacks of books. So Stokes says they took him up on his offer to help.
When you have just this giant blob of fiction, you know, it can be overwhelming. People don't really know where to start, so genre is important, subsections are important. Just getting things alphabetized so that when you do come in and you only have 20 minutes, you're not looking for a needle in a haystack.
There's also a new sheriff in Barnstable County, Donna Buckley, a Democrat who replaced a Republican sheriff who held the seat for 24 years. Under Buckley's predecessor, Jim Cummings, inmates could only pick books from a cart that staff would roll around the jail. Now they get to visit the library for 20 minutes a week. Sheriff Buckley says the collaboration with the Falmouth Public Library is part of her broader focus on rehabilitation and education.
There are going to be many more opportunities for us to use the library in a way that is transformative, both while people are here and, most importantly, how will it help when people are released?
Many people in county jails are awaiting trial. Those serving sentences are here for a maximum of 2.5 years. More serious convictions result in state or federal prison time. But even a few months behind bars is a lot of time to kill.
We've got those guys there, mostly some Patterson. We had some requests for true crime. Always requests for Colleen Hoover, like massively popular.
Every week, Stokes walks into the Buzzards Bay Jail with a brown paper bag. Inside are books requested by inmates that he's been able to find thanks to donations from readers in Falmouth. He says fantasy series are particularly popular. In the basement of the Falmouth Library, Stokes sorts through titles set aside for the jail. The main criteria is that the books be soft-covered. Hardcovers can be used to fashion weapons or hide contraband. But Stokes is focused on the ideas in the books and what libraries can offer on the outside.
When you get out of an incarceration setting, you haven't been paying your bills maybe, and you don't have somewhere to live or whatever, everything up is down, you know. The library can be sort of a reliable place where you can go that doesn't cost money to be there, that provides you with tons of access to all the information you need.
Stokes is volunteering at the jail. But some advocates say every jail and prison should have its own librarian. Without one, they say libraries can fall into disarray.
Yeah, you need that professional curation. You need that professional input so that you really are, you're not just putting books on a shelf.
Allie Dowds works at the State Board of Library Commissioners as a liaison with prison library programs.
A library is when you are thoughtfully curating a collection for the needs of your community, just like you do in a public library, just like you would do in an academic library. Why would you not do that in a prison library?
In some countries, prisoners' access to books is treated as a human right. A study by the United Nations reports that in Norway and Finland, wardens have to give library access to all prisoners. In 2012, Brazil began allowing prisoners to reduce their sentences by reading books. Here in Massachusetts, libraries vary widely at every county jail and prison. A larger facility like the House of Corrections in Boston has 20,000 books and 50 periodicals, as well as two full-time librarians. In jail libraries with no librarians, the job can fall to outsiders like Stokes. Back at the Barnstable County Jail, Tiana Hutchinson spends hours in her cell each day with a book in her hands.
It's a life-changing experience. Something I wouldn't have expected to get out of this, but just truly amazing to be able to read this much and have this much time to completely indulge myself into a book.
Just past her 21st birthday, Hutchinson was convicted of vehicle homicide for her role in a head-on crash in Middleborough. She says time behind bars, much of which she spends with characters like Scout Finch and Jay Gatsby, leads her to reflect on how she wants to live when she gets out.
This can happen to anybody you know in life. And I just hope that someday I can use what I know and what I've been through to help somebody else do better and learn from maybe not even their own mistakes, from my mistakes.
By itself, a library won't change Hutchinson's life. But she says books are making her a better person than the one who first walked into this jail in handcuffs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.